The next string of Perakim, approximately next 7 Perakim, deal with the story of the pre-Hurban, the events leading up to the Hurban itself, and the events that follow the Hurban, with the story of Gedaliah ben Ahikam. Perakim Lamed Zayin and Lamed Het are the story of the pre-Hurban events in Yerushalayim that lead to the Hurban. Pasuk Aleph. Vayimloch Melech Tzidkiyahu ben Yoshiyahu tahat Konyahu ben Yoyakim asher imlich Nebuchadnezzar melech Babel be'eretz Yehuda. King Tzidkiyahu ben Yoshiyahu is the becomes the king by the power of Nebuchadnezzar melech Babel, and he reigned in place of Konyah, son of Yoyakim, which is Yoyachim. Okay. And we see that Melech Tzidkiyahu was Vayimloch Melech, to accentuate that Tzidkiyahu was a legitimate king, unlike Yoyachim, who was only king for 3 months. We found that Yirmiyahu elsewhere also earlier ridiculed Yoyachim as somebody who was Lo Yitzlah and attacking him. We'll see that Tzidkiyahu had a problem, that his kingdom lacked some legitimacy. As long as Yoyachin was alive in Babel, there were people that adhered to him over Tzidkiyahu, especially the Sarim didn't really respect Tzidkiyahu. So, whereas Tzidkiyahu was sympathetic to the words of Yirmiyahu, but he could not listen because he lacked the strength. So, the Nevi here is accentuating that Tzidkiyahu was a legitimate melech. Vayimloch melech Tzidkiyahu. Okay, as opposed to tahat konyahu ben Yakim, right? So therefore, okay. Pasuk bet. Velo shema hu ve'avada ve'am ha'aretz el divrei Adonai asher diber b'yad Yirmiyahu. Right, Tzidkiyahu and his Yirmiyahu Nevi. Tzidkiyahu and his avadim, his servants ve'am ha'aretz, did not listen to divrei Hashem, which he spoke in the hands of Yirmiyahu Nevi. B'mit lo shamahu ve'avada ve'am ha'aretz, Tzidkiyahu didn't listen really because of avada ve'am ha'aretz, because they didn't allow him to listen. He lacked the ability to enforce it, and the avadim and the nation and the avdei melech, they didn't allow him to listen to Yirmiyahu Nevi. Gimel, pasuk gimel. וישלח מלך צדקיהו את יהוכל בן שלמיה ואת צפניה בן מעשיה כהן אל ירמיה הנביא לאמור התפלל נא בעדנו אל אדוני אלוהינו. So צדקיה, King צדקיה sends these messengers to ask ירמיה to pray to Hashem. פסוק ד' וירמיהו בא ויוצא בתוך העם ולא נתנו אותו בית הכלו. At this point, Yirmiyahu is a free man. And this is unique in his career. He wasn't incarcerated. Okay? Apparently, Tzidkiyah freed him. We saw already in the previous chapter that during the reign of Yoyakim, that he was incarcerated. Right? In the Hatzar Matara. And here he seems to have been freed by Tzidkiyah. And we'll see very quickly he will be incarcerated again. At this moment, I'll just go over some interesting points, just an introduction to the next few Perakim, as well as summing up in the past, the Yirmiyah's incarcerations. This is summarized by the Abarbanel. The first time, so I'm going to go in order, so we'll take a break for a minute from the Psukim. The first time Yirmiyah is incarcerated is in the reign of Yoyakim. Maybe it's possible as a result of the serious criticism that he gave to Yoakim and his son Yoyachin in Pasperik Kaf Bet, where he named him by name very strongly. Could have been that what caused it. Nevertheless, but we see during Perik Lamid Vav, reading the Megillah, Baruch had to read it because Yirmiyah seemed to have been in some form of imprisonment. As we said, by the beginning of this perek, he's a free man that can go anywhere. And it sounds as if Tzidkiyah, upon his reign, freed him from jail. Again, like we said, Tzidkiyah himself was sympathetic to the words of Yirmiyah. In the 10th year of Sidqiyahu, in chapter 32, we find that Yirmiyah prophesizes against Sidqiyah. The first Nevuah where he prophesizes Sidqiyah's doom. And over there, it's right. That's really where we see Yirmiyah, as it says in Pasuk Bet, as Hel Melech Babel Tzadim Yerushalayim Yirmiyah Nevi Ayah Kalu B'Hasar HaMatara. So therefore we see him incarcerated in the Hasar HaMatara. And Abarbanel says, but he escaped the Hasar HaMatara. And if you go to Perek Lamed Dalit, right, Yirmiyah is commanded to tell Sidqiyahu Nevi. Ko amar Allah, he says, "Aloch ve'amartat Sidqiyahu Melech Yehuda." But of ko amar hinani yoter ta'ir azot biyad Melech Bavos Rifa. So apparently, he was to go directly to Sidqiyahu. So therefore, at this point, the Barbanel says he seems to have gone out of jail. Now the next. That's until this chapter. Now the next two chapters will find him in and out of different jails. In chapter 37, Pasuk 15, the officers, the Sarim, put him in a very dangerous place. Beit Yonatan HaSofer. Right? Beit Yonatan HaSofer. However, Sidqiyah intervenes, as we'll see, and takes him out of Beit Yonatan HaSofer and puts him into Hasar HaMatara. Later, the officers put him in a mud pit in Hasar HaMatara, which is the pit of Malkiyah ben HaMelech. And then, Eved Melech HaKushi, as we'll see, saves him from that mud pit through the help of Sidqiyahu, and they put him back into the Hasar HaMatara. And he stays in the Hatsar HaMatara until the city is captured and the Bavlim enter into the city, and he is freed then by Nebuzaradan and the Babylonian soldiers. That is a summary, so to speak, of Yirmiyah's incarcerations during this time. We'll read the later ones now as we go to continue in this perek. Pasukei. וחל פרו יצא מצרים וישמעו הכסדים השרים על ירושלים את שמעם ויעלו מעל ירושלים. So, the Egyptians for now keep their alliance and they come out, they come from Mitzrayim to fight on behalf of Yehuda, to fight against the Bavlim that are besieging Yerushalayim. And what happens? The Babylonians have to retreat via Alume al Yerushalayim to deal with the oncoming Egyptian army. Now, this would now make the people in Yerushalayim happy and also doubt Yirmiyah's prophecy, because we've been through this before. We've been through with Ashur, enemy encampment, and then they retreat. So they think now, people think they're saved. But what happens? Then comes Yirmiyah and gives a nevuah. Vayhi divar Adonai el Yirmiyah nevi lemor. Pasuk zayin. Ko amar Adonai Yisrael, ko tomeru el melech Yehuda sholeh atchem elai dorsheni. Sidqiyah melech Yehuda is coming to telling, sending you to ask me. Hine hel paro hayotze lachem leezra shav la'arso Mitzrayim. The Egyptian army that's coming to help you, they're going to go back. They're going to retreat to Mitzrayim. They're going to have a change of heart. They're going to go back to Mitzrayim. Very famous midrash that the Egyptians were coming on boats to attack Bavel, and the midrash says that what happened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought up vessels in the Yam, which made them look like dead bodies, and the Egyptian says, "Oh my gosh, these are the bodies kibyechol of the Egyptian soldiers that were sunk in Yam Suf by the very Israelim are going to say, let's go back." Meaning, what the Midrash is accentuating is that we couldn't rely on the Egyptians because there was a eternal enmity historical enmity between these two people. And that was very foolish for us to think that we can rely on the sun. The Midrash, okay. Pasuk, het. V'shavu ha-kazdim v'nilhamu ala ir hazot ul'chaduha usrafua ba'ish. And again, the Biblim will come back, fight against the city, capture it, and burn it down. Pasuk tet. Ko amar Adonai al tashiyu nefshotechem lemor halokh yelechu me'alein ha-kazdim ki lo yelechu. Hashem says, don't delude yourself saying the Biblim will depart from us. They're not going to depart. Okay? They're going to come back. Pasuk Yud. Kim hikitem kol hayl kasdim anilhamim itchem. Right? If you hit all the hasdim anilhamim itchem, you knock them all down. V'nisharu bam anashim medukarim. And the only ones left are wounded men. Ish ba'alo yakumu. Each man will come up from his tent. And they'll burn down the city in fire. Meaning, you don't need a massive army to do it, because since it's the word of God, even if Babel is totally unsuccessful, and a few soldiers will be enough to destroy the entire city, because the city will not be destroyed because of Babylonian power, but because of the decree of Hashem Yitbarach. Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'haya b'he'alot hayal ha'kazdim al-Yushalayim b'pnei hayal paro. This was said that the Babylonian army was withdrawn from Yerushalayim because of Paro's army. Pasuk Yud Gimel Yud Bet. Vayase Yirmiyam Yerushalayim lelechet eretz Binyamin lahalik misham betocham. Yirmiyahu left Yerushalayim to go to the land of Binyamin to slip out from there amongst the people. Meaning, Yirmiyah wanted to slip out of Yerushalayim, disappear. Why did he want to do that? There are different commentaries. The Radak said he was afraid of the authorities. He knew that he was already not an appreciated personality. So he figures, okay, let me get out of the city, I'll go home. Rashi says that he wanted to focus on prayer for the city, benahat, not under siege, and he wanted to pray for it. Others say maybe that he wanted to preach his message outside the city of Yerushalayim. He was not so successful in preaching Yerushalayim, but maybe to preach outside he'd have more success. Nevertheless, he's attempting to escape the city at this moment. He thinks this is an opportunity, he'll go unnoticed. But what happens? Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayihu b'shar Binyamin, at the gate of Binyamin, v'sham pal p'qidut. Right? Over there was an official, u'shmo Yiriyah ben Shlemiah ben Hananiah. Many people, many Mefarshim, identify him as the grandson of Hananiah the Nevi Shekir. But they accuse Yirmiyah, he grabs, captures Yirmiyah, and he tells him, you are going to deserting to the side of the Babylonians. It would make sense because he keeps saying everyone should go to the side to the Babylonians and surrender. Pasuk Yudalit, Vayomer Yirmiyahu Sheket, and any nofel kazdim. It's not true. I'm not going to that side. He denies it. They didn't listen to him. But he posts Yirmiyahu b'Yirmiyahu v'Yivel l'Sarim. Notice he doesn't bring him to the king. He brings him to the Sarim. Possibly because he knew that Tzidkiyahu was predisposed favorably to Yirmiyahu, and the Sarim is where he'd have a harder time. They got angry at him, they beat him. So they put him into the house of Yonatan HaSofer, which they made into a prison. And we'll see it's a very difficult prison to be in. Pasuk Tetzayin, Ki ba Yirmiyahu el bet habor ve'el hanuyot ve'el hanuyot ve'yeshvu sham Yirmiyahu yamim rabim. So Yirmiyahu was put in the dungeon. Now, according to the Mitzudot, this dungeon was behind Hanuyot, literally shops, and he stayed there many days. Others say that the Hanuyot is not literal shops, but they're vaults in the dungeon, deep, sort of within the dungeon chambers, and that's they were called for some reason Hanuyot. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Sidkiyahu hears that he's there, and he takes him out. Vayishaleu ha-melech bebeito baseter, takes him to his house privately, again baseter, because it's true that he feared God, but as we saw, he was weak against the Sarim. Vayomer hayesh davar meet Hashem, is there anything from Hashem? Vayomer Yirmiyahu, yesh, yes. Vayomer biyad melech bavel tinaten, you will be given into the hands of Yad Melech Bavel. Again, Sidkiyahu keeps asking the same question, hoping to get a different result. But Yirmiyah stays firm. Now, the greatness of Yirmiyah, at this point, Yirmiyah needs Sidkiyah. He's in a very dangerous place. He's in a life-threatening place. He needs Sidkiyah to intervene. But he still refuses to be mahnif. He still refuses to tell Sidkiyah what he wants to hear. He tells him the same truth he's ever been saying. And then after that, he still asks for the favor. Vayomer Yirmiyah al-Melech Sidkiyahu, Ma hatati lecha, what have I sinned to you? V'la'avadecha, to the servants, V'la'am hazeh, Ki natatim obdiyo bet hakel, that you put me in this jail. V'ayeh nevi'achem, Asher nibi'u lechem, Lemor lo yavo melech babel alechem, V'al arz hazot. Where are those nevi'ah sheked, who said that melech babel is not coming here into this land? Abar Banel says, these Nebu'ah Shekin were right now in hiding. That's why he's able to say, Ayyeh Nebu'ah Shekin. Because the Nebu'ah that they said was now finally being proven false. So they ran away. But Yirmiyah, who stayed firm and open and true, is getting punished. The Nebu'ah Shekin was proven as liars. They got away with it. Yirmiyah has to suffer. He goes, where are they? Vasukaf. V'ata she'imana aduni ha-melech. Tipul nat'hinati lefanecha. My master, the king, listen to my supplication to come in front of you. Don't put me there so I should die. They put him back to Hasar HaMatara. They gave him a kikar lechem for every day. From the market of the bakers. Tell all the bread was finished from the city, but Yeshiv Yirmiyahu bihasara matara. He sat in the Hasara Matara.